This is KWSO News. I'm Sue Matters. There's a community education presentation this evening on pregnancy and opioids. Jaceline Brisbo is a prevention coordinator with the Warm Springs Opioid Mental Health Initiative.
We are a community-oriented program, so we are pretty open door policy. If there's training you're seeking, if there's resources you're needed to connect with, we are there to help you. Our job is to really educate and really involve our community with our work. So really getting them involved. So it's not us dictating what the community needs, but us tailoring to the community.
The Warm Springs Opioid Mental Health Initiative held a community presentation last month sharing data on opioid use in our community. This evening's presentation on pregnancy and opioids will share about the effects of opioids on unborn children and ways to help keep the baby safe. There will also be information about what services are offered to mothers with addiction in Warm Springs. Tonight's community presentation is at 6:45 at the Community Center Social Hall. Dinner will be served at 5:30. Senator Ron Wyden will be in Madras this Friday at the Performing Arts Center for a town hall meeting for Jefferson County. Wyden visited the Pendleton area last weekend to see the aftermath of the Umatilla River flooding. He met with officials and relief agencies. Cap Brigham, chair of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Reservation's Board of Trustees, said their assessment is that about one-sixth of the reservation's 3,100 residents were impacted by the floods. Tricia Zunker, a citizen of the Ho-Chunk Nation, is on her way to repeating history by winning election to the U.S. Congress. Zunker, a school leader who serves as an associate justice on the Ho-Chunk Nation Supreme Court, won the Democratic primary for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District on Tuesday with 88% of the vote. Zunker now faces Republican Tom Tiffany, a state lawmaker who won his primary on Tuesday. The general election vote takes place on May 12th. Should Zunker win, she would become only the third Native woman in history to serve in the U.S. House of Representatives. The first two are Sharice Davids, who incidentally is also a citizen of the Ho-Chunk Nation, and Deb Halen, who hails from the Pueblo of Laguna. The Oregon FBI encourages citizens to build a digital defense with passwords, or rather passphrases. We all use passwords. We use them for our phones, our computers, our email, and just about every other kind of personal account. Unfortunately, many of us use simple passwords, such as password 1 or 1234, because they're easier to remember. Some of us even reuse the simple passwords over and over again for multiple accounts. If you use a simple password or pattern of characters, it's considerably easier for an adversary to crack. Instead of using a short, complex password that's hard to remember, consider using a longer passphrase. This involves combining multiple words into a long string of at least 15 characters. The extra length of a passphrase makes it harder to crack while also making it easier for you to remember. For example, a phrase such as "Voices Protected 2020 We Are" is a strong passphrase. Even better, a passphrase that combines multiple unrelated words such as "Director Month Learn Truck." And that's a cyber tip from the FBI to help keep you cyber secure. The Lady White Buffalo won a high-scoring contest in overtime last night against Gladstone. Madras took the game 71-69. Jaden Davis led the way with 19 points on 8 field goals and 1 3-pointer. Dariah White scored 15. Sharita Johns and Gianna Smith-Francis both added 10 points. The girls are 5-3 in the Tri-Valley League with 2 games left in their regular schedule. Madras, Malala, and Gladstone all have 5-3 records. They are at Malala tomorrow night and host Estacada on Monday, which will be the girls' senior recognition game. The Madras boys lost on the road in Gladstone last night. 70-56, the final score. Donnie Bagley had 19 points in the losing effort. Dupree Miller contributed 14, and Jordan Mitchell scored 13. Madras fell to 8-13 overall, while Gladstone improved their record to 13-5. The boys will have their senior recognition game tomorrow night, a Thursday night game hosting Malala. If you can't make it to the Buffalo Dome, we will have that contest here for you live on KWSO. Tip-offs at 7 o'clock. And Portland Trailblazers guard Damian Lillard may not have been able to participate in the 2020 NBR All-Star Weekend activities due to injury, but hip-hop artist Dame Dalla took center stage with Lil Wayne Saturday night in Chicago.
I take it easy for attendant and took it over. A lot of foreign talk, but dreaming up on the sofa. Let the seat back, I'm leaning all in the Rover. Make a lot of chips, life is a game of poker. I'll be out sending shots on some lovey-dovey. Ha-ha, Davis to the bank.
Lillard is the first player to perform musically during All-Star Saturday night. The Blazers host the Pelicans this Friday night at the Moda Center. It's likely Lillard will sit out the game due to a groin injury. I'm Sue Matters, and that's KWSO News.